Hello and welcome to the Women at the Top Network author interview series. My name is Regina Barr and I'm the founder of the Women at the Top Network and I'll be your host today. Women at the Top, for those of you who don't know us, is a community of like-minded women who share the Watt vision and mission, and our goal is to empower aspiring women to lead. We do this by providing information, training, and connections. And I'm delighted to have joining me today Jane Latz, author of Communicate Up the Corporate Ladder, How to Succeed in Business with Clarity and Confidence. Before we get started, I want to tell you just a little bit about Jane. Jane is an expert in communication skills, and for over 25 years, she has worked as a speech-language pathologist, college educator, professional speech trainer, and coach. In 2006, she founded Corporate Speech Solutions, which specializes in advancing speech and communication skills for business professionals. She's a member of National Speaker Association and is on the board of the local New York City chapter. She's also been featured in the Wall Street Journal and was a guest on the Today Show. So on that note, welcome to our call today, Jane.
Thank you, Regina, and it's a true honor to be on your show today.
Thank you. It's really a delight, and I love that both of us, well, you hail from New York currently, and I used to hail from New York, so it's kind of a fun little connection there.
It's great. Excellent.
So I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to jump right in. I like to start out always asking a little bit about the backstory on the book. So tell me a little bit about why you decided to write the book Communicate Up the Quarter, excuse me, the Corporate Ladder. What was going on that you said, you know, I should write this book and I should do that now?
There are several things that were my motivation in writing this book. As you mentioned, I've been a speech pathologist and my whole career has been about helping people. When I created Corporate Speech Solutions, the goal was the same. The client was different. In the past, I was working with the elderly who were recovering from a stroke or a neurological insult. But now it's about helping business professionals to build their career and move up the corporate ladder. I literally receive calls regularly from managers, directors, individuals, and they all begin in the same way. We have this very talented, very bright individual that has great star potential, but we cannot promote them until they improve their communication skills. I got that exact call yesterday. And I experience great satisfaction when I help build their clarity, especially confidence in our clients. And so when it was time to create this book and to think about the title, I literally spent over an hour with my editor kind of brainstorming, what is it you do? What is it you do? And when I told him the stories about these calls, and it's all about communicating up the corporate ladder, that's how we came up with that perfect title. And so this book literally brings together all that I have done in my entire career and all that I do in my business, Corporate Speech Solutions.
So it sounds like, you know, sometimes it's a push-pull strategy, and so yours was really more of a push. You know, you got people that were calling you and clamoring for your expertise, and clearly you saw the opportunity to go in a different direction from what you had. Is that kind of what drove that? So because it sounds like you had a very different audience. So let me ask you this, you know, communication is very broad, you know, and so when you're getting those calls, I'm sure you have to kind of peel the onion back when you're talking with some of these folks, right? Because, you know, the first thing that would be in my mind, so what does that mean? You know, what kind of communication? Is it written communication? Is it verbal only? Is it, you know, something else that's getting in their way? What are the kinds of communication issues that they usually say are getting in the way of their star performers?
You know, very good clarifying question, because, and I really have started to describe myself more about spoken communication, and you can see I don't yet use it religiously, but people do ask all the time, do you do written communication? So it is spoken communication. And we have, so our audience is, first of all, very much the international professional, the non-native English speaker that is a rising star, wants to move up the corporate ladder, build their success, but they have a strong accent that's interfering. We also work a lot with the native English speaker, the person who mumbles, speaks too quickly, gets anxious with presentations. Our work with building public speaking skills has grown tremendously over the years. And then we have a very a smaller but growing niche in working with the young professional. So that really is our target audience, target client, and it is most definitely spoken communication.
Well, you know, that makes sense to me, you know, in a lot of regards, because I don't care what position you're in the corporate realm, you're always going to be speaking with people, especially if you're looking, you know, as the book title says, to go up the corporate ladder, because at the end of the day, most of the time as a leader, it's all about building relationships, and that means you've got to have the ability to communicate effectively with people. So for those of you who are listening in today, you know, as someone who's been speaking for a living myself, I love taking a look at, for example, a book like yours, because I'm always looking for what's something I can take away today, right? Because I don't care how good you are at communicating, you can always learn something new. So that's one of the things that I enjoyed about your book. So I want to kind of shift to, you know, how communication skills or the lack thereof can hold us back. So clearly proper communication skills are important to any position, but how do you know, right? Because it's very hard to look in the mirror at yourself and ascertain when for yourself, you know, it's like one of those things where it's very hard to diagnose yourself. So how would folks on our program today know when their communication skills are holding them back from advancing their career? So are there some cues or clues or something that we kind of say, maybe I need to focus on this?
There's two answers to that. One, I often say, if people are frequently asking you to repeat something, you know, can you repeat what you just said? Listen, they're indicating that there's a communication issue. Second, I am that call that comes the day after or the hour after the performance review. And for the listeners, I give the first alternative because hopefully you don't have to wait till the performance review and you'll take the cues from the people that you're communicating with. You know, if people are leaning forward because you're not projecting your volume, you know, for women moving up the corporate ladder, the dynamic voice is essential. And I really want to stress this to the audience, because one of the things I hear so often is, kind of quote-unquote, I say something in a meeting and no one really pays attention, and then all of a sudden, one of my colleagues says the exact same thing and everybody gets excited about the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really about how we say something, and developing that strong dynamic voice is so important on daily communication, telephone communication, and certainly business. So yes, the performance review is definitely one way that people will let you know that, you know, your advancement might be withheld until you improve the communication skills, but also listen to those around you if they are asking you to repeat, or even saying, you know, you speak a little quickly, you ramble too much. I did research in 2015, and the number one most annoying habit, which was not what I expected, was when people ramble and don't get to the point. You know,
right.
We're in a very short attention span world now, and people have to say what they want to say in a clear and concise manner.
Exactly. And, you know, it's kind of the soundbite mentality, which, you know, sometimes people feel like uncomfortable with that kind of terminology, but it truly is, because let's put it this way, you can ramble all you want, but if nobody's gotten your message, you weren't effective. And what
exactly.
I found with women, and you may find this, is women are very uncomfortable with silence, right? So we want to make everyone feel comfortable. So we will fill that space with words. And what they don't realize is it dilutes the message. And then that's why I think sometimes people get frustrated. They bury their message and don't, you know, either bookend it, as I like to call it, or they, you know, dilute it with all of these words. And then somebody else says it succinctly, and then they get the credit for it. So I think, you know, you're absolutely onto something there. And today we have, you know, a number of women in the corporate realm. So these are really salient points for them to take away. So I'm really glad that you're bringing in some of those dynamics with the communication component.
And can I just jump in, Regina, with
yes.
one point about that silence? Because you absolutely hit something, because they ramble, and when they ramble and they're not comfortable with silence, what happens? People use those annoying filler words, the ums, like, you know. And talking about sound bites, and everyone in the audience, you can check yourself today. I use a barometer, 2 filler words in 2 minutes. So what is a filler word when you're calculating your, you know, and listening? Any non-content-rich word. So when you're talking on the phone, take out your voice recorder, record yourself, and count. If you have more than 2 filler words in 2 minutes, it is taking away from the message, and you are not looking as confident or sounding as confident as you can.
That's a great idea. What's interesting is I consult, and so I consult often with executives, and sometimes I'm actually working on a project with them, but I'm not coaching them, because I do some executive coaching as well. So what will happen is I will be in a meeting with them, and I see them shooting themselves in the foot, and what I would do is I would count, and then I would say something, you know, politely, because obviously in some circumstances I'm not hired to coach them, and I'd say, could I put my coaching hat on for a moment? And they look at me like, okay. And then I would tell them. So, you know, the recording part, I think that's a great idea. And the other thing people could do, if they have a trusted colleague, only a trusted colleague or a friend, when you're presenting, ask them to do it too. So kind of a few ways to do that. And so but I love that recording, because that's something that you can do and control yourself. So perfect.
Exactly.
I love those kind of very practical tactical types of tips that our listeners can take away. So, you know, learning to speak clearly and communicate your thoughts and ideas is a critical skill for anyone that wants to advance in their careers. So how does one develop this skill, and how do you build confidence through communication?
How do you feel, Regina, when you buy a new dress or wear a new piece of jewelry? You have an air of confidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
You walk in a room, your shoulders are back, you're smiling, you feel great. And the same goes for a man that might have a new suit or a tie. So it's equally true with communication skills. When we build one's spoken communication skills, they automatically develop a greater sense of confidence when they open their mouth to express a thought or an idea. And just yesterday, during my first session with a gentleman, I was working on one technique, and he said, I feel more confident. And obviously, that was music to my ear. Increased confidence is frequently the concrete feedback we receive from our clients. They feel the improved confidence on the telephone. They feel it in meetings, and certainly when giving presentations. So it's just the building blocks. You know, we teach people how to speak with greater vocal power. We teach people how to speak slower and clearer. We use strategic pauses, going back to that silence. Pauses mm-hmm. are beautiful in spoken communication. So with these building blocks, the individuals build their confidence.
You know, I like, Jane, what you're saying about these building blocks, because a lot of times I think people feel like there's one silver bullet that's going to fix everything. And that typically is not the case. It's sort of these things that will allow you to make incremental improvement and then build on those successes, if you will. So I really like right. kind of that building block analogy, especially for, you know, busy professionals. You know, if they feel that it's too overwhelming, they're not going to do it. So to the extent that you exactly. can say, hey, we're going to focus on this piece and then we're going to build on that, I think that's really critical. So I appreciate the fact that you take that kind of approach and that you can have such fast results, if you will, mm-hmm. from something as simple as that. Now, you and I were talking mm-hmm. a little bit earlier that we were both from New York. I'm from New York and you still live in New York. And you talk about in your book a little bit about accent reduction. So tell me, why should anyone change the way they sound?
That's a great question and comes up often. Most of our work is foreign accent reduction. However, we most definitely do regional accents, whether it's New York or other parts of the country where they still have a strong regional accent and they're doing business nationwide or globally, and you know the managers want them to reduce their accent. But in today's world, we're doing business in a global world, and there's not a day that goes by where we do not speak with people from around the world. And the difference, just 10 years ago when I founded my company, business was conducted with one person from China or India or Japan speaking to a room of native English speakers. But now that room has an individual from France, India, China, Japan, et cetera, and they're all speaking English, and some with very strong accents, which interfere with the clear delivery of the message. And miscommunication can cost companies millions of dollars. I do want to stress that at Corporate Speech Solutions, our goal is not to eliminate anyone's accent, and it's one of the first things I say when people call me, but rather to build clarity so that the message is always clearly and easily understood. And just a quick little story, I was working with a CEO of a French company once, and he said to me, he agreed 100%. He said, I realized we had a problem when I was in a meeting with five of my expats, all from France, all speaking English. So you would think similar accents. And he said he had trouble understanding them. And that's when the company reached out to hire us.
Okay.
Additionally, many people that speak English as a second language lack the confidence in their spoken communication. Often their speech clarity is pretty good, but they lack the confidence.
Right.
They go back, it goes back to the soft voice. They may not be communicating their thoughts effectively. They're too wordy because they can't find the right word. So the goal of the accent reduction training is to build clarity, build confidence, and build careers.
And I think that's something that most of us would like to do, right? So I
yes.
think that applies
hopefully.
No matter who you are in the corporate realm. So I want to go back to
right.
Your book a little bit here. And in the book, you talk about four steps up the ladder in your book. So could you tell us the four steps and why you wrote about these particular topics in your book?
Yes, and I wanted to go back before to something you said, because I do want to highlight to everyone in the audience how how easy a read the book is. You know, short, quick chapters. So I don't want anyone to think, oh God, another book. You know, you can just pick it up. And for example, step one is vocal care. So you want to practice building up a powerful voice? Just read that chapter. So the four steps are vocal care. Step two is clarity and confidence, how to stand out in the corporate world. And lastly is winning the job or the promotion. And the reason it had to be steps is that it had to be meaningful to the title, you know, Climbing the Ladder of Success. So very briefly, the first step, the vocal care, is essential. Almost every client we work with needs to work on developing vocal power. Just always keep in mind it's not what we say, it's how we say it.
Mm-hmm.
Step two, as I mentioned, is our hallmark, building clarity and confidence. Step three is once you have the tools from the first two steps, you're ready to stand out in the world. And there are many little chapters in this step. The many nuances of business communication, such as small talk, that is a huge issue for many, many of my clients. What to say when sitting in a meeting, waiting for others to arrive, the elevator pitch, and much more. And step four is achieving the goal of the new job, the promotion, or skillful presentation. So these four steps will help you achieve the success that you desire.
That sounds good to me, and I'm sure to a lot of the folks on our call today. So I want to reiterate something that you said about the book, because I think this is so important with the busy professionals, and especially corporate women, because as you know, we tend to be the caregivers, whether it's with children or parents or, you know, others in the family. And so this book will allow you to sort of break it down and have small chunks that you can read and work on. It's not overwhelming. And I think that's really critical for our audience to know. So I appreciate that you shared that with the audience today. So Jane, we are winding down on our time together, but before you go, I would love it if you would tell us what is just one thing, if we only took away one thing from our time together today, what would that be? What would you like the audience to take away?
That you can change the way you speak. Several years ago, there was a great article written in the Wall Street Journal in which I was featured proudly, and the article was titled, "Is This How You Really Talk?" And I bring this up because my phone rang off the hook from that article, from people in the New York area, across the country, and we even still have a client that found us through that article in Hong Kong, because people didn't realize that they could change the way they speak. Whether it's a high-pitched voice, a whiny voice, a voice that the tone isn't right, strong foreign accents. Being a corporate speech language pathologist, I am delighted to say that we can help you change the way you speak. My career might have started off helping people in healthcare, but I am delighted to now be able to help people every day change the way they sound and subsequently impact their lives. So corporate speech solutions and Communicate Up the Ladder are both designed to help people pronounce, project, and present with greater confidence.
Well, on that note, Jane, I am going to tell you that it has been a delight to have you on our call today. And for those of you listening, and that concludes our interview with Jane Latz, author of Communicate Up the Corporate Ladder, How to Succeed in Business with Clarity and Confidence. And just a reminder, you can learn more about Jane, her book, and programs at CorporateSpeechSolutions.com. And that's all one word, Corporate Speech Solutions. Solutions has an S on the end. .com. So thank you so much for being here today with us, Jane. And our next author interview will be on May 24th with Susan Rowan, author of How to Work a Room, The Ultimate Guide to Making Lasting Connections. So look for more information on that to come real soon. Thank you again, and have a great day.